Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to the I Love Politics show, and I'm your host, B. Sayers, and you can call me B. My show today is titled Getting Hired Starts with Job Readiness. Yep, I did say job readiness, because today my show is about productivity, and job readiness falls under the heading of productivity. I do praise, I do politics, and I do job readiness. I teach online, and I teach in person job readiness workshops. I teach people how to become self-employed. Most shows that I do here are about politics. But today, as I said, I'm doing this show about productivity, job readiness. Job readiness is nothing more than being prepared to put forth the best you possible to get hired. And when you're going to do that, of course, first and foremost, you must believe in yourself. Now, a lot of times that's difficult for people to believe in themselves when they don't have a job, because a lot of people tie who they are into what job they do. And there are a lot of people who are unemployed today, are working on jobs that's paying a lot less than they've ever made in their lifetime, and they're miserable because of it. And that's why I'm asking you to believe in yourself. Because the joblessness that we are experiencing in America today is not your fault. Now, you may have given up, and that's your fault. But you didn't create this. What happened is that through our politics, we ended up with people without jobs. But we have a president there who have done a heap for this country. Saved America from, saved America, literally saved America from a depression. We were in a recession, spiraling down, and President Barack Obama and the team he chose to work with him saved us. We were in two wars, and because President Barack Obama selected Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, she went to work with other countries, restoring America's credentials, restoring who we actually are, because we had been beat down in the mud because of Bush Cheney over that 8-year period. So when President Barack Obama chose Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, then he went to work and began to save America from a depression, and he did a darn good job. Mainly because he believed in himself. And first and foremost, because the American people believed in him. And when the American people come together and believed in Barack Hussein Obama, they made the right choice in 2008, and they made the right choice in 2012. And because they believe in Barack Obama, our America is better. Because I watched the campaigns going on, and I watched Republicans say that it would take us to 2020 to get back jobs in America. Well, Barack Obama made a lie out of that. I watched that on January 20th of 2009, the Republicans met together and plotted to sabotage the presidency of Barack Obama. And you cannot sabotage a president without sabotaging the people. So in actuality, the Republicans meant to sabotage the American people. But President Barack Obama is good enough and had people around him good enough that the Republicans fail. They fail. Year after year, President Obama did better and better. And instead of losing 800,000 jobs a month, we're gaining jobs. America is working. and a lot more people should be working, but the media is playing a game on the minds of people by distressing and discouraging people by telling them there are no jobs. There are jobs out there, America, but you must believe in yourself. You must have faith. You cannot just listen to what you hear on a cable news show and center your life around that. You must believe in yourself. You must have faith. James 2:17 says, even so faith, if it had not worked, is dead, being alone. So you must have faith. You must do the work if you want to achieve the goals that you have set for yourself. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Well, show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. That's James 2:18. You cannot say you have faith and you're not willing to get out there and do the work that it takes to have a job. Because if you have faith and you have remained jobless for months, even for years, that faith without work is dead. That's what Scripture tells us. James 2:24 says, ye see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith alone. You cannot just pray to the Lord, get up off your knees and brush your hand and think a job is going to appear at your door. It is not the way it works. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. James 2:26. You want a job? Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. There are jobs out there, guys, all across America. It is up to you to go and get the job that you want. And if the job that you want is not available today, take the job that you can find and keep looking until you find the job that you want. Today is Thursday, March 17, 2016. It's 4:30 p.m. Central Time. This is the I Love Politics show. You can follow me right here at blogtalkradio.com/BEES1. Go to my message board and send me a message. Whatever state you live in, I can help you find work. I will tell you how to do it. Now, this is my politics show. But I felt I needed to make people understand that jobless people today is a victim of politics in America today. That's what's going on. Now, I talk a lot about this on Twitter. Twitter.com/BEESAYS politics. That's B says politics. You can find me there. Follow me, and I'll follow you back. I believe in praise. I believe in politics, and I believe in work. And I believe you can do these things if you put your mind to it and you set a goal. So that's why I'm doing my job show today on my politics show. Because extended unemployment under President Barack Obama has been the fault of the GOP, the Senate, and the Congress, who has refused to do their job. They have blocked bills for infrastructure. They have blocked bills that would have helped veterans. They blocked bills just because President Barack Obama says it's a good bill. They block it. Well, you want a job? You can get a job. Just imagine President Barack Obama, the first black president of the United States. You know he was against all odds, but he believed in himself, and he made it happen. He had to network. He had to use his education. He had to use his past experience. He had to use family and friends, people who knew him well enough that could help him. And that's the same way you do when you go for a job. He went for the job of President of the United States, and he got the job by making people believe in his abilities. And then he hit the floor running, making the job reality. He had to set goals, and this is what I want you to do. Goal setting speeds up the process. He knew when he jumped in to run for president that he had a date by which he had to do X, Y, and Z, and another date, And he had to set those dates in place, goal setting. And that's what you got to do if you want a job, goal setting. Set them goals. Goal setting is simple. And goal setting is required for any task you choose in life. For any of us, we need goals. You choose your goal. You write down your goal. You be very specific about your goal. You list the things that you need to reach your goal, whatever things you need. You need to set a date for reaching that goal. You need to plan how you will reward yourself when you achieve your goal. And then you got to set a new goal, ongoing. Always have a goal working in your life so that you'll have a rewarding life day by day, and a relaxing retirement will be yours if you plan it. Because if you're not paying into Social Security and you are years without Social Security, it's going to show up. It's going to show up in your retirement years. You don't know where you're going to be, but you do and you should try to do everything you can every day to where you need to be. See, today, almost everyone you talk with has an employment issue. There are the jobless. There are the low-wage earners. There are those who have been on the same job for years and making the same amount. There are those who are living on one salary when a few years ago they had two salaries in that same household. But I tell you, whatever issues that you are facing that has to do with unemployment, there is no reason for Americans to be jobless. If you're earning too little money, if you're not getting promotions, or if you've been in the same position working 3 years and in the same place, well, today is the day for you to conquer your employment issues. If you've been doing job search more than 60 days, to listen and figure out how to get hired, because it starts with job readiness. It starts with job readiness. Job readiness is a mental preparation for getting a job. There's a mental part to it. So what you want to start doing is, if you're one of those people that worked a long time on the same job, doing the same thing, you probably don't have a lot of confidence in what you can do now. And being without a job is killing you. Well, mentally, let me tell you, you have to leave the past behind you. Behind you. You cannot live in the past. The past is over. The past is done with. You got to move into the present if you want the best tomorrow possible. You got to live in today. Now, there are some things you need to bring out of the past to help you. But you, your spirit has got to come out of that past if you want progress. If you want a better tomorrow, stop looking back. Let go of the hurt. If you haven't had a good cry, have a good cry if that's what you need. But live in today and make the best tomorrow possible, plans of today. So you got to start with things like job search budgeting and delegating responsibilities and job search skill assessment and planning your job search activity and making sure you got all your job readiness activities in a row and finding companies to go to seek work. All of these are things that you have to do if you want to get a job. So when I talk about job search budgeting, you got to know how much money you're going to need daily, weekly, and you got to make sure that you got the proper clothing for the job you're looking for and that your grooming matches the job that you're looking for, and you got money for travel and you got money for any fees that you may have to pay based on how you have to travel in your city. And if you got to pay for child care, that you have some child care money available, and you got money for food and other things you need, you got to get hold to some money. Now, you got to figure out how you're going to do that. You can beg, you can borrow, but I don't suggest that you steal. You can sell things. Maybe you've worked 20, 30 years, I'm sure you got plenty of things in your home that you can sell. Start selling. accumulate, know how much money you need weekly, and start selling and get you enough money to do what you need to do for a week and hit that street. Give yourself a day to sell every week or 2 days or every evening. Just work out a job search budget and figure out how you're going to make that budget happen. You got to delegate responsibilities. You got chores, I'm sure. You do things now that someone is depending on you to do. That if you once you go to work, you're not going to be able to do those things. So figure out who's going to help you once you go to work and let them know I'll be working in 90 days. And so I'm going to need somebody to do X, Y, and Z at a moment's notice. So get all your ducks in a row. Delegate those responsibilities. Arrange for someone to take care of your child if you need child care. Also, make sure you have backup child care. Because when you go in and fill out an application and for a job and you put in your children's names and ages and stuff like that on it, the employer wants to know what child care arrangements you have. And even if they don't ask, it's up to you to make sure you sell yourself. So have a plan that you can talk about. Who will provide your child care and what you're using for backup child care. To do before you start work, get it done. This is called job readiness. Get it done. Do as much as you can do right now before you get that job and while you're doing job search. Your job search skills assessment is important because you may have to consider a new career, and that's okay. Start by going to your local employment office and talk to them about a skills assessment test. Generally, they do them once a week or once a month. Or they do them as is, or they have some type of software where you can do it just because you walk in and want to do it. You need to assess your skills. There are places you can go like MyFutureMySkills.org, MyFutureMySkills.org, or CareerOneStop.org. There are assessment tests there and things you can do to help yourself in your job search. You need to list the skills that you have. List your education. List your interests. If you need transcripts, start ordering those transcripts. You can get those transcripts maybe at your local employment office if you can't afford to pay. Maybe they have some services available for you to send for that transcript because you're on the East Coast, but your transcript is on the West Coast. Figure out the things you need and your interests when it comes to your job, your skills, your education, your interests, and then have at it. You also need to do some planning for your job search activities. You should have no more than 3 job choices, and then you should have a resume to fit each one of those job choices, and you should post those resumes online with businesses. You should have a job search journal, and on that journal you should have a list of the date, the company you went to, or the address of the company, the phone number of the company, the names of the person you talked to, and what the results were of that company you contacted. You need to make telephone calls. Go online and get phone numbers, a telephone book and get phone numbers, pass businesses, jot down the phone number, call those places, ask for employment. Read your want ads. Go online and find these places like Craigslist and Emily's List and all these places that help people find work. Find job search sites. Go on those job search sites to find employment. List the businesses between your home and maybe your daycare center or the school where your kids go so that you work in proximity to your home or to a place of business or to wherever it is, to your babysitter. But list the businesses that draws your attention and then visit those businesses. But before you go, call to see who takes care of the hiring or who over the personnel department and get information and go in like you own the place and talk to people so that they know you are prepared. Write out a sample thank you letter so that you can have that letter available and drop it in the mail after you go for a job interview or after you just turn in an application even. List the places that you want to work. whether they are hiring or not. List the places that's hiring. Visit those places. Talk to your friends and family about any vacancies that they may know of or where they're working, and make a list of everybody that you talk to and go back and ask for follow-up on these people. That's how you plan your job search activities. 3 resumes, post them online, make phone calls, read want ads, list businesses between your home and places that you go where you maybe can work, write out a sample thank you letter, list places that you want to work, list places that's hiring, be sure and network with family and friends, churches, wherever you go, standing in a line at a grocery store, but journal. Keep a journal so that you'll know who you saw and what day you saw them. Job readiness is nothing more than being prepared to sell yourself as the best person for the job. That's what it comes down to. So do those resumes. Find places that can help you take care of your job search so that you spend as little of your money as possible. Do mail-outs. Mail out resumes. Do print out your resume and mail them out. Print them at from the local employment office. You can make phone calls, long-distance calls at those offices. Go and find out when they're having job fairs. There are a lot of things that you can do in job readiness to be prepared. Remember what's important. Believe in yourself. Appearance matters. Your attitude matters. Your activities in job search matter. And that application, a master application, it matters. Now, what is a master application? That's an application that has all your work history, all your education, and everything on it, all your experience, your skills, so that when you get ready to fill out an application, you pull out your master application and you just start documenting stuff from there on to the company application. It makes you move fast, you make fewer mistakes, and you're ready to go. And you look, you impress people when you do it that way. Now, let's talk about some places you want to look. You want to look at some corporations. I'm going to tell you something in particular. Corporations that's called ALEC, A-L-E-C. You can look it up. ALEC Corporations. Got a picture on my book here on my screen. You can see a picture of with the names of some of those places. Why did I put those places there? I put those places there because these are companies that have an agreement with the GOP to not raise taxes on their businesses. I figure that's a good place to go and look for work. If companies have signed agreements with Republicans to not raise taxes, then go to those companies. You go to them and ask for a job. I got, they right here. You can see them right here on my show page. Go to them. Ask them for a job. Now, what will they do if the politicians raise taxes on them? Well, I can tell you one thing that I know. Daddy Bush raised taxes, and he was on that list, and he only served as a one-term president. So that's all I can tell you. But as far as you looking for a job, go to those ALEC, A-L-E-C, corporations, get them, the names of them, call them, write them, tweet them, email them, get your resume together, send it to them, a job. They are American companies. Well, all of them not American companies, but they're doing business here, so ask them for a job. Another places to look for jobs, H-1B visa companies. What are them? Why am I saying go to them? H-1B visa companies is companies that has, where the CEOs has said that no American citizens want their jobs, that Americans don't apply for those jobs, or that America can't do the jobs. But they said they couldn't find nobody to work. And because these corporation heads, the CEOs, said they couldn't find anybody to work, then laws was passed by politicians to make it legal to bring in farm workers into America. And later, after those farm workers have been here, they can bring their families in under another program. And there are programs for small business loans and grants of people new to America. And these are laws. They are in effect. Now, if America is doing so many things for so many other people to do more for Americans, so this is why I'm asking you to visit these H-1B visa companies and apply for jobs. Even if they don't have any advertised openings, you look up a list of the H-1B visa companies and apply for jobs there. You look up the list of the ALEC, Alex companies, and you go and apply for jobs there, whether they have openings or not. That's how you get ready for a job, by knowing where you're going, who you're going to see. You prepare mentally and physically. You've done your work financially. You know when you go out there to look for a job, everything at home is A-OK. And you know within 30 to 90 days, you're going to be on a job. Because you've identified your job market by location. You know where you're going. You're going to keep records of everything. You're going to be posting your resumes online. See, you're going to be networking. You're going to join job search groups at your local employment office, even set up one in your community. Talk to everybody you meet. Network, network, network. Know how to, when you people get on the elevator with you, start talking about your job search. Have a few words that you can say. Have a business card. If you don't have a business card, just write out on a card your name and your email address and your phone number and tell them, get in touch with me if you hear somebody that needs somebody to do X, Y, and Z. And on that card, three job titles you're interested in and start passing it out. Getting hired starts with job readiness. And now, if you got all these things that I've just talked about and you're still not working, you let me know. Because I guarantee you, if you got all these things I just talked about, you're working already. So you need to give it to somebody else who's unemployed. This will be online 24/7. They can come back and listen to this show. I have shows on other lines, so I'll give you that information when you send me a message on my message board if you need it, so you can look at some archive shows that I got. I know job search. I know that you have to know how to cope with unemployment. I know you may need some training. I know you got to have that resume. I'm going to talk to you over and over about these things until you get to where you need to be, and I want you to let me know how I can help you. I'll be here every Thursday at 4:30. So come and have a cup of coffee with me every Thursday at 4:30 Central Time and let me help you find employment. My offer is yours to reject or to receive. It costs you nothing but 30 minutes of your time per show that you want to listen to. I'm B. Sayers. Thank you for listening in to the I Love Politics show. Job readiness. Getting hired starts with job readiness.